Today's message is entitled, Come Forth as Gold. The dedication of biblical and other references can be found in the print edition of this message. Come Forth as Gold is the beckoning call towards a godly stance, even in the midst of suffering, as Job of old, who boldly declared, Here God knows the way that I take, and when he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Scripture reveals Job was perfect or blameless and upright and one that feared or referenced God and shunned evil. It goes on to reveal the tremendous suffering that came into Job's life, not knowing that God had allowed it because of his confidence in Job, that there was none like him in the earth. It was noted that with the severe testing came a fresh appreciation of God's sovereignty and sufficiency for the believer's life. There are many Christians in the furnace of affliction who are taking a stand, who can openly declare as Job, I shall come forth as gold, realizing that Almighty God knows and sees the affliction and that his delivering power is real. The powers of evil that exist are seemingly as that of little David opposing the giant Goliath, who was able to declare that he would come forth as gold in the incoming encounter, saying, You or Goliath come to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defiled. This day will the Lord deliver you into my hand, and I will smite you. David, through God's intervention, delivered the Israelites that day from enslavement, which would have been imposed had David lost the battle. No other Israelite would fight Goliath, even though a reward was promised. He that would kill him or Goliath, the king would enrich him with great riches and give him his daughter and make his father's house free in Israel. David's ability to fight the giant was questioned by the king, who said, You are not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for you are but a youth, and he is a man of war from his youth. David's answer to the king, I kept my father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. I went after him and smote him, and delivered the lamb out of his mouth. And when he rose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. Your servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he has defiled the armies of the living God. David was able to boldly declare they would come forth as gold or be victorious, because he knew the hand of God was with him. Likewise, those suffering can be assured of whom they serve as well. A mighty God, in whose hand there is deliverance. Come forth as gold is a category shared by Apostle Paul, who reported his suffering in saying, labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more often, of the Jews 5 times received I 40 stripes, save or minus one. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Twice I suffered a shipwreck. A night and a day I've been in the deep. In journeyings often, in perils of waters, robbers, by my own countrymen and by the heathen. In the city, in the wilderness, in the sea, among false brethren, in weariness, in painfulness, toil, in watching or sleeplessness often, in hunger and thirst, and in fasting often. Besides those things are without, that which come upon me daily, the care or deep concern of the churches. Paul came forth, his gold moment was in the acknowledgement, who is weak? I am not weak. Who is offended or made to stumble? I burn not. Do not burn with indignation. Apostle Paul gave a glowing coming forth as gold statement in writing, I am now ready to be offered or facing death, and the end of my departure is at hand, and I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course or race. I have kept the faith. Glory be to God, and and henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but to all them that love his appearing. Paul revealed a time when no man stood with him, and then acknowledged, notwithstanding the Lord stood with me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. It was noted that no man stood with me. It does not mean that no one cared for the apostle, but that in his final hours, he realized that only the Lord stood with him. Despite his impending execution, Paul was convinced that the Lord would preserve him unto his heavenly kingdom. The prophet Elijah reproved King Ahab, a wicked king, for his tyranny, religious persecution, and human sacrifice. He requested that he give the prophets of Baal 450 and the prophets of the groves, or a Canaanite goddess, 400. Elijah come forth as gold moment was of his faithful reliance on God in declaring, call on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord, and the God that answers by fire, consuming a sacrifice offering, let him be God. Scripture reveals, the fire of the Lord fell, and glory be to God, and consumed the burnt offering prepared by Elijah, and the wood and the stones and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. When all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and said, the Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God. Scripture reveals that when Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and that he had slain all the prophets of the sword, Jezebel, his wife, sent a messenger to Elijah, saying, let your gods do to me and more also, if I take not your life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. And Elijah ran for his life. At that point, Elijah's come forth as gold moment turned into defeat. When asked by God, what do you do here? He answered, I have been a very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and slain the prophets with the sword. And I only am left, and they seek my life to take it away. God assured Elijah he was not all alone in saying, yet have I left reserved 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed unto Baal. God then assigned Elijah to go elsewhere and anoint a new king over Syria. This conveys that one may feel they are in a hopeless situation, but God's, glory be to God, hallelujah, sees the overall picture and will utilize his chosen for continuation. At the moment, inroads are being made towards freedom from countless measures of restrictive freedom that have been imposed in many countries. People desiring a return to godliness have risen in opposition towards ungodliness with amazing results. Come forth as gold moments is being witnessed as individuals become as little David opposing the giant Goliath, sounding the alarm against the destructive nature that has been laid as a foundation, but it has begun to crumble as some take a stand for the decency of mankind rather than the repulsiveness of what had been pursued. Freedom of speech is gaining in scope and acceptability, whereas before was suppressed. The prophet Malachi proclaimed, God shall set as a refiner and purifier of silver, and shall purify the sons of Levi, and purge and refine them as gold and silver, they may offer unto the Lord an offering of righteousness. Then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant or pleasing unto the Lord, as in the days of old and in former years. We are witnessing some having come forth as gold, beginning stand as in days of old, in the former years, as prophesied by the prophet Malachi. We are witnessing global disturbances that are taking place in many countries. Could it be they are being allowed by God to enhance his people's return to him, as revealed by God to King Solomon? If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my ways, O humble Kibalkandiah, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. It was noted while this promise was given to King Solomon regarding the people of Israel, it is applicable to all who will call on the Lord in repentance and faith. We have witnessed a withdrawing from God from previous years, but of lately many are being drawn back to him, both nations and individuals having their eyes opened to the truth. There is a new progressive social gospel that does not encourage the walk in God, the Apostle Paul encouraged, who said, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable or rational service, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Know you not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, that of God's Spirit, which is in you, O humble Kibalkandiah, which you have of God, and you are not your own. You are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. What agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and will walk in them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore come out from among them, and be you separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. And set your affection or mind on things above, not on things on the earth. Come forth as gold is what was described by Apostle Paul of what Christ expects upon his return. Paul wrote, Christ loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify or set it apart and cleanse with the washing of water by the word, or the word of God, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. In reference to what Job knew to be true, previously mentioned, it would behove the believer to be found in the same come forth as gold setting as he had declared, and unfailing love and devotion to the Lord. Job said concerning the Lord, he knows the way that I take. When he has tried me, trials and tribulations, I shall come forth as gold. It was noted that without the process of purification or sanctification, the impurities or worldliness, unfaithfulness, and apathy would remain. Gold, when extracted from the earth, does not look like gold due to the impurities that mar its appearance. To refine gold, heat must be applied to force impurities to the surface and then removed, with more heat being applied, then reapplied until the gold is pure. To separate from the world and consecrate unto God is a transformation of a person into the image of Christ. There is a sanctification process for the redemptive work of Christ and the work of the indwelling Spirit of God. When one comes to acknowledge the saving grace of Jesus Christ, that process immediately begins as one's pre-conversion life dissipates and the newness of Christ comes in. Apostle Paul wrote, "If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature or creation. Old things are passed away, and all things have become new." Hallelujah. You put on the new man, which after God has created righteousness and true holiness. May the Lord bless and keep you this day, is my prayer.